D.L. Hughley attacks Bill Maher over his White House meeting with Trump. By Warner Todd Houston on April 10, 2025. Left-wing comedian D.L. Hughley took aim at HBO's Bill Maher for his visit with President Donald Trump at the White House. The extremist comedian insisted that Maher's position on wokeism is indistinguishable from Donald Trump's, and he accused Maher of insulting black men and of being the face of erasing black history. Hughley made his wild accusations during a visit with TMZ Live this week, during which he blasted Maher in no uncertain terms. "If we know nothing else about Trump, he's transactional. So, I don't care what happens, if you go to Mar-a-Lago or have dinner with him, he's gonna get something out of it. He's not the kind of man who does things for giggles and laughs," Hughley told the TMZ hosts. Bill Maher's position on woke is virtually the same line as Trump, the comedian continued. "I think he's been a vociferous opponent of woke. I can't even differentiate some of the things that the administration said about woke phenomenon and his, so I think they have a lot in common." TMZ host Harvey Levin pushed back, though, and noted that Maher has spent years now directly criticizing things Trump has done and said. But he added that Trump and Maher do agree on wokeness. He said that woke was a good thing initially taken way too far by the left wing of the Democrat Party, Levin noted. And Levin went on to question Hughley's need to attack Maher, asking, "Why do you have to paint someone as 100% wrong? You might agree with them on one thing or another. Why not say it, because you have more credibility about the things you disagree with if you can say that?" Hughley, though, was undeterred and went on the attack with the claim that Maher has joined some shadowy effort to erase black people from history. "Woke is not making Harriet Tubman and black heroes disappear from history," the comedian replied. "And I think he spearheaded that. It's really his position on woke. It's easy for a lot of Americans to not take this personally because it's not their history that is being dismantled. And he had a lot to do with that. I think a lot of the things that he said are not discernibly different than what Trump said." Hughley did not offer any examples of Bill Maher or Donald Trump advocating for the dismantling of black history. But he went on to accuse Maher of aiding in this dismantling, anyway. "If you're a single, rich, straight, white guy, you don't have any kids. You have a lot of money," Hughley continued. "There is nothing that Trump can do or has done that'll affect you on the margins. So, you get to be glib, you get to be neutral. I just think that, Maher has, been, he has said some things I find terribly offensive. I think that he has been a spearhead and a speaker for the anti-woke mentality. And I resent the fact that woke was taken over by the left. It was black people dealing with being aware of their circumstances and being aware of what is going on around them. I resent that my history is being dismantled at the behest of people like Bill Maher, and I take it personally," Hughley concluded. "To insult black people and say that only white men belong in this. Because what we are looking at right now is a whites-only sign. Because every time a black person, or a woman, or a gay person gets something, there are men who believe that they only got it because of some set-aside program. And I think Bill Maher was integral in amplifying that message." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, X at WT Houston, or Truth Social at @WarnerToddHouston.